This episode is brought to you by CloudPano.com. Adding more revenue to your business is simple. Offer more value. With CloudPano, you can create 360 tours and present them to your clients quickly and efficiently. It only takes 5 minutes to create a VR tour with CloudPano.com, and your clients will be thrilled. You can now avoid monthly fees with their new lifetime license option. For a limited time, you can save $100 on a lifetime license using the code SHOOTINGSPACES at checkout. Join the movement and join CloudPano today.
This is Shooting Spaces with Rich Baum and Brian Berkowitz.
Hello and welcome to Shooting Spaces. This is Brian here from New York.
And Rich Baum from rainy Sacramento, California.
And we want to thank you all for tuning in for another great episode, another great guest, another great product to talk about. Before that, Rich, we had a great episode last week with Rachel. It was fantastic. She really went into detail about some legalities and all that. It was really, really a fun chat. And we got a lot of positive feedback, and we're trying to bring more of these type of episodes to people. So I'm glad people really liked it and liked what we're going to do here. We have an even better one for next week. I can't wait to release it.
Yeah. So this is going to be a great one.
So. Cool. So, well, let's get right into it because, I know we're a little short on time and we have a really cool product to talk about. So why don't you introduce our next guest and the product that he's here to talk about?
Yeah. Well, we have a gentleman that goes by Vanelli, and Vanelli works for, I'm just going to introduce him. Vanelli, hi, how are you? And tell us about who you are and who you work with.
Hey guys. Well, welcome. My name is Vanelli. I'm a working sports and portrait photographer based on the East Coast of Florida. But my number one priority is I'm the director of education for Skylum, and that's how we got to meet. We got to talk about Luminar, and I got to work with you on a couple of the tools that we're working with and some of the philosophies that we're doing. So once I stepped into this education, director of education position, I just love working with people. And I'm thankful Skylum put me in this position.
Cool. Now, I will say, Vanelli, I told you briefly before we recorded, I was at Photo Plus back in October in New York. And, I heard about Luminar before, but I never had a chance to see it in action. And I probably, the closest I can get to seeing your presentation, because you were there giving the presentation, was probably 15 feet. It was so crowded. You couldn't get anywhere near. But I was able at the end, to manage to kind of crawl through the crowd and just introduce myself. But that's how crazy it was over there for you. And I guess how popular the product is quickly becoming, because the closest I can get to watching the big screen was like 15 feet away. It was insane.
Well, see what's happening. It's Skylum positioned themselves as a new way of photo editing. So the concept is Luminar is for anyone who loves photography or just like taking photos. It's an intuitive design, makes the user interface really easy to work with, and the creativity of it is outrageous. It's just how I look at it is when I talk to you two, I'm talking to pro photographers. When I go back up to visit my sister in New York, she's a retired school teacher. She's a mobile phone shooter. So she doesn't shoot professionally, but man, the photos she has are just amazing. So with her, I could just sit down and show her, hey, here's how we would replace a sky that's dull. The nephews or nieces, we had a family reunion, and we're all in the swimming pool, we're having a blast, and there she is, which was so cool, with her iPhone, snapping all these shots, and then I just show her how to use Luminar with the artificial intelligence to just enhance the images. Then she sends them off. Next year, Christmas comes, and we have calendars with all the photos that she did. We have little coffee cups. And the sad thing is I'm the photographer in the family and I don't give my photos, which I should. I just don't have time when we're on vacation to do a lot of the shooting. So she kind of embarrasses me into doing it, for the family. But for her to sit down and use Luminar and she just becomes very proficient with it, that says a lot.
Well, I'd like to start off my little thing here By letting everybody know that isn't familiar, your company is Skylum, right? Skylum. Yes. And you have a product named Luminar 4. And for those of you that haven't heard me talk about it or don't know what it isn't just, I'm really mainly excited about it. And I want to shout on the rooftops that I finally found a great, reliable, really intuitive sky replacement option for what I was using in the past, which is I've used many programs. I'm not even going to mention them. If you go look at my YouTube videos, you'll see several of them. But I have been working with companies over the last 4 years and individuals and companies to try and develop and try and work with them to get a better sky replacement tool. And I finally ran across Luminar 4 about 6 months ago, and I have just fallen in love with it. And we're going to be talking about some really great things, but there are so many other things that Luminar 4 does. It does your basic color corrections. It has some wonderful filters. It has denoise. I'm not even going to do it justice. So I just want to just say that it's much more than it's a Lightroom plugin. I've got it as a Lightroom plugin, but it's also a standalone product. And so it fills both voids or both areas. And I've just been using it for sky replacements. And it is, not only is it really good, but I want you to talk about how you're going to have me and my community of real estate photographers help you to make this AI, artificial intelligent product, better and more intuitive for real estate. Whereas, as you told me, it was more geared towards, or been using it mostly with landscape photography, but we're going to try and make it better for real estate photography, right?
Yeah, that's the key. Because you have a very niche market. And I don't photograph real estate. So a good friend of mine, Arnold Palmer, that lives here, Arnold Dubin. Arnold Palmer is a golf guy. I was like, hey, wait, why does it sound so familiar?
Where are you living?
Yeah. He lives here too, but not here.
A while ago.
Yeah, so Arnold Dubin, he's a real estate photographer. He's retired. And I'll bring that out in a moment about people retiring and getting into photography. I think it's killer. But he's a real estate photographer. And he told me, look, his problem is here in Florida, we have such beautiful skies. Well, they don't want, the real estate market doesn't want clouds. His agent doesn't want clouds in the scene. They want soft, whispering ones or beautiful blue. And he just says, to do a sky replacement, especially around palm trees, was a nightmare. So that opened my eyes. Like, oh, okay. Because I'm not a real estate photographer. I had no idea some of the stuff that you guys have to deal with. And like you said, yes, we're reaching out to yourself, your community with real estate agents or real estate photographers, and the rest of our members to say, look, if something isn't working, why go on a forum and complain and yell, I'm the photographer? You know, so I can't fix it. What I can do is take your concerns and bring it to the next level. Now, the goal, hopefully, with people like in your position is to say, hey, great, guys, I don't know what the heck he's talking about because I'm not a real estate photographer. How about if I introduce you two together? And now I'm out of the middle and the job gets done. Some of the portrait enhancing tools for us portrait photographers, if there's any indication, this team that Dima Setnik put together for the engineering team with Ivan and Dima, there's genius and then there's past genius. And like I mentioned to you before, I don't care how it works. All I care is I walk in, I flick a switch, my light goes on. I don't care how the electricity got to that light bulb. All I want to know is, will it work? Click, done. And this engineering team, it's neat because they listen to photographers to the point to where, even though we may say, like, I'll give you a perfect example. A lot of portrait photographers wanted a way to select the eyes without AI doing it. And Dima's attitude is, why? We're purpose-centric, not tool-centric. We solve problems We don't want you to have to manually select all these things. And my one friend said, well, because if it doesn't select the eyes, well, wait a second. Have you run into that problem? Well, no. Well, then why are you complaining? Well, what if? Well, okay, but out of that one or two images out of thousands, send them to us so we could retrain it. You saw that one portrait I did of the Crown series on Netflix. I recreated it and I just mm-hmm. I love it. Well, it's a side profile. 3 months ago, Luminar couldn't see both eyes, so it wouldn't adjust the skin. They worked at it. They saw, oh, okay, we didn't think about profile shots. They fixed it, and oh, my Lord, even if the eyes are not open, it knows this is a face. It's a side profile shot. Let's smooth the skin properly. So I'm in awe as a photographer. But let's not forget, we're photographers. And you're so excited. I can hear you in your voice, and I love it because the energy and what I'm hearing is a photographer getting all excited again about, you know, reshooting and changing things in their images faster and more proficient. So in Luminar, like I said, we don't have filters. We have tools. Filters are something you apply. A tool solves a problem. And so that's, if you look at it from that perspective. So if any of your listeners are on any of the forums, by all means, please, you know, if there's an issue with something, don't complain. Just say, hey, I need help with this. What can we do to fix it?
Yeah, well, I've already brought up a couple of things that people have told me that this is, I like it, but it's having trouble with this or has trouble with that. And I've presented you with a couple of them, and I know you said we can't talk about it yet, but, there will hopefully be fixes for a lot of these things because this is not in context. This program can learn, and I forget what his name was, but you certainly can take this information and work on and make a better product for everyone. So, you know, I'm really excited about that.
Ms. Neem, because you did hit the nail on the head when you said Luminar could be used as a standalone application. So there's three ways to use it. Standalone application with its own digital asset manager, you know, the library tool. So you could organize your photos, view them, select them, display them beautifully. And then, of course, the editing tools. Or you could use it strictly as a standalone program. So if you two were, or I'm sorry, as a image editing program. Yeah. So you two come over the house, we're here for dinner, you just got done doing a photo shoot, you hand me a thumb drive, and say, hey, Vanelli, do me a favor. The fifth image, check it out. Well, I plug it into my machine, I open it up, I do the edits, hand you back the thumb drive, the image doesn't stay on my computer. It's done. Mm-hmm. So I just use it as a quick editor, that one-off, done. And then, of course, as a Lightroom or Photoshop plugin. And you're very set in your Lightroom ways, and especially if this is like a peak season, why would you expect somebody to stop what's been working for them successfully and reinvent their entire workflow? Our job is to say, okay, so what's your workflow now? Let's see how we could incorporate Luminar as a plugin, and in your case, AI Sky Replacement. And then after a while, you're going to start to see, ooh, this is cool. So we're not looking to replace Lightroom. What we're looking to do is to give it tools it never had. Yeah. AI Sky Replacement, skin portrait retouching. So these are things that would take years to master in Photoshop. So all we want to do is be that gateway. If that's your workflow, keep it. Here's how you could use it to enhance what you're doing.
Cool. You know, I will say, and, you know, for the sake of full disclosure, I first downloaded Luminar 4 earlier today, but I did spend about 45 minutes with it and was thoroughly impressed, actually using it beyond what I saw you do with it. Because I saw you at the presentation do a lot of, you know, portrait retouching, which doesn't really affect me, but nevertheless, I was still impressed because, you speak about, you know, finding the eyes, and I watched you do that, and it was actually pretty impressive. I did, you know, back in 2003, I spent 5 years as a digital retoucher in a design house in New York City, retouching portraits and headshots all day.
So and now you're thinking, son of a.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm thinking at least I got something out of my bosses at the time, because now AI is doing it all. But nevertheless, yeah. when I got to play with it today, Rich, I know you use it as a Lightroom plugin, but playing around with it today earlier for an hour, I saw for me the benefit of the workflow, which I think is great about it, is people can figure out and find what works for them. For me, it's more of a Photoshop plugin because, you know, I can see my workflow being a situation where I'm working in Photoshop and I, you know, use it kind of like, I mean, it's under the filter panel, but use it as like a filter on a layer, but having that AI sky replacement as a separate layer gives me then so many more options regarding layer blending modes and opacity and masking and all that, where obviously you can't do that on Lightroom, but it, you know, it's different. I know, Rich, you're all about speed and stuff like that. You know, so for instance, there was a shot I did today, and you know, out of the five shots I worked on, they all looked incredible. There was one spot that, you know, on the white part of the house, it didn't come through properly, but having that on a separate layer in Photoshop, I was able to, in a matter of 5 seconds, mask that part out, and I was ready to go, good to go.
Now, one advice on that, if you started with a smart object in Photoshop, now it becomes a smart filter. This way you can go back into Luminar to make additional changes. Like you said, if you noticed it on the house in Luminar, Rich saw that, is you can go in and actually add your tool mask and paint that out inside Luminar. But if you feel comfortable more doing it in Photoshop, then obviously you do it in Photoshop. But the neat thing about it being a smart object is the ability to go back just in case you miss something. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh man, I forgot. I wish I did this. And then you go back into it, adjust it. And I always save it as a look no matter what. Mm-hmm. Because of this way, if something ever happens, I start with the look again. And so I don't have to start all over again. If the computer crashed, if I realized that I over-edited something, you know, then I can just tweak it in the look and I'm good to go.
This episode is brought to you by HD Photo Hub. With modern marketing tools for your clients and a powerful back office to help you stay organized and efficient, HD Photo Hub is the secret weapon of successful real estate photographers everywhere. When you register with promo code SHOOTINGSPACES, you'll get a free total marketing kit for your first property. Check them out at hdphotohub.com. HD Photo Hub, where great photos become powerful marketing. That's hdphotohub.com.
And I want to really impress, the most important thing for me is, I mean, I've run across a few skies, a few scenarios that it wasn't working perfectly. But for me, I learned long ago that different skies react differently to different scenarios, and some skies work better with certain things, and some skies work better than other skies in general. But in overall, it is so fast and so effective and so easy. The other thing too is, in certain images, I can go over a sky, like a cloudy sky with clouds. Well, cloudy sky with clouds is redundant, but it will actually just replace that sky, and that is huge for me. Now, again, not every sky is working perfectly, but we're going to work on that, and I don't expect every program to work 100% anyway because of what I've been used to. So I do it so much, so many sky replacements, that I am now totally excited because it is so good overall, and it's only going to get better. And the other thing I love is that I can do the daytime sky replacements are actually even faster for me than the twilight photos. And sometimes I always found that the opposite was the case, but I can now replace daytime skies so fast that it makes it practical to give your client, you know, just free sky replacements if you want, or very reasonable sky replacements, because it could be an add-on instead of, and you know,
or separating. And the other thing, you photograph skies quite a bit. We have a whole tutorial on creating your own skies. Mm-hmm. And I loved what you said the other day. Somebody told you can't put you can't put a Florida sky and an Arizona landscape. What was that?
No, there is a friend of mine who also does tutorials has said, and I don't want to get in trouble, But he has said things like, okay, when we do, we get pretty nitpicky sometimes. I don't get as nitpicky as some people. But if the house is facing a certain direction and the sunset is coming from a certain direction, you want to try and recreate yes. that with a sky. You want a sky that is coming from
That's
a,
true.
An angle that is equal to what reality would be. But there is a person that feels that is said that, you know, doing a sky, doing a beach sky or a California sky, if you're doing sky replacements on a house in Ohio, isn't okay. And I'm like, well, you know, you've got a point, but I think that's going a little overboard. But I do believe, I do strictly believe that you should try and get it close to the angle or the whatever that would be reality. I will also say the one nice tool that you have, and that I don't remember if it's available in other programs I've used, but you can flip the sky in your program, which is really right. cool. Yep. And it that really helps a lot too, because you can get two skies out of one. You know, one sky that's coming from the right, you can now make it coming from the left. So
and if the sky is photographed correctly, which there's a whole white sheet of paper on it, demos, you can actually maneuver the sky around the scene, moving it up and down with the horizon line. And now it's even better. Now you have more choices. But like you said, there are some things where you do have to wonder. Like, let's say, you know, in Scotland, they're not going to have Florida beautiful beach-looking skies. So if you're designing an ad that's selling, you know, fun, excitement in such a beautiful environment, and come to Scotland, look how beautiful our skies are. Now I got a problem with that, you know, because now that's false advertisement. You know, if that sky would never be there, then my attitude is, well, you know, what are you selling? Are the skies the focus point or the buildings? What is it at that point? If it's for a, you know, I'm trying to think for something, you know, if it's part of an image, like I'm doing a whole shoot, you know, like a movie wood type or a Hollywood type photo shoot of one of my series, I have no problem switching it.
Yeah, it's fantasy. Yeah.
And who said it? Which, Winston Churchill, when they were painting his portrait, he asked them, you know, are you going to engage in flattery or accuracy? And then he made a comment that, you know, the camera, you know, for accuracy, we have the camera. The camera takes the photo. That's an accurate representation of what we're doing. But art is a higher form. So if an artist is painting a field and they see a factory, they have a choice whether or not to paint the factory in the field. As photographers, yeah, we can try to crop it and do things, but this is where LumenArt has given us that creativity as an artist now. So now we can engage in flattery, but if that flattery is selling that piece of real estate and we don't see a nuclear power plant right next to it, then we have an issue. And that's where we, you know that, where we just have to be responsible for what we do.
Yeah.
Sure. You know, Rich, I think, you know, you kind of just said it in passing, but I think there's significant importance to what you said earlier about the speed in which the sky replacements happen in Luminar, because, and I know you'd agree with me, Rich, the problem with previous software is that if you go through a whole process replacing sky that might take a minute or 2 minutes and you choose a sky to use and you spend all that time and you pop it in and you're like, this doesn't look right. You got to go back and start again from the beginning. And that's where that time really starts making up. You start making up that time, with Luminar, where you're literally clicking a button. I mean, it already, I don't know how many, but it comes with built-in skies already in the library. Some of them are actually pretty good that I've been playing with. And obviously you can choose your own sky, but it happens so quickly that you can literally, it's, you know, the time it takes you to click a button to see your skies, and you can kind of quickly just go through 10, 15 skies and see what works. And then when you find something that does work, you know, tweak it accordingly, whether it's, you know, moving it around or flipping it, like you said, Rich, or, you know, doing some masking, mm-hmm. you know, I have to learn about now that you mentioned that, Vanelli. Yeah. So it's just the speed of which the sky pops up.
And what's neat too is you could match the sky. So let's say if you threw the sky out of focus. So you can actually defocus the sky to match it. So when you bring in a new sky, you say, okay, well, we originally shot this. We shot this at 2.8. The sky fell out of focus. You could purposely defocus the sky so it matches the old scene, which will match, you know, the edges of the building.
Yeah. And really want to say that what Brian just said, where you can go through skies so fast, where you couldn't do that with PPA, I mean, hardly at all. And it just is the longest part, the slowest part of Luminar 4 is getting it in and getting it out. And that has a lot to do with your computer, your power, your graphics card. And so there are some factors that, you know, can make a difference. So sometimes it's not the application that's the program, it's the computer that's the program, the problem, I'm sorry. It's the computer that's the problem. But it is so much faster. You can literally, once your image is in, you can do a sky replacement in about 2 seconds. I mean, literally 2 seconds. And then it's you export it and you get the next one in and you can bring them in. And I'm working with you on trying to how to figure out in a real good manner to bring in a batch of photos. And then you can go change the sky, change the sky, change the sky. So that's going to be something I'm going to be putting out in videos coming up on my YouTube channel. But I just wanted to let people know that I am really excited, and I promise you that we've actually also got something really fun. We've got a discount code for everybody listening, and I'd like you to tell us what that means, Vanelli.
Okay. So for members of your team, they receive $10 off whatever the price is at the time. So they would put in your discount code. I believe the discount code is a special one just for you. You chose
Shooting Spaces 10.
Say one more time.
Shooting Spaces 10.
Shooting Spaces 10. And what's neat about that too is once you download the program, of course, you can download an extended trial just to try it out and to see if you like it. And then there's also the 14-day money-back guarantee. You try it out at the end. Because how many times have we gone to workshops or conferences, right? And you buy the – remember the old – oh, God. Before it was Nick, I forgot what it was. They were all actions. So Nick himself, the guy who created Nick, he was from Germany. He created the special type effects. And in Photoshop, it did these really weird, cool type effects, and it was so cool. But when they showed it, it worked phenomenal. When you take it home, you're like, oh, why didn't it work? Oh, because you have to go in set order. And if you mess up one spot in that, nothing's the same. Mm-hmm. So that's where, again, the concept we have for Luminar is you adjust the slider, there's the results. So we don't have to be bogged down with learning new tools. You're learning how to solve problems. And that's the number one key.
And I want to really impress on people that I am excited about this because I truly have a passion. And it's a big thing with me trying to find I've been trying for years to try and find a new sky replacement program. And I finally found it. And I bought the program. I didn't get any discount. I didn't even know you that time. And then I used it and I just fell in love with it. And then I said, I've got to reach out to you. And we got to talking and we got to working together about, you know, possibly working together where I'm going to help you make it better. And I love doing that. I'm really happy. And the best part about it, I'm sorry?
Which one of our team members introduced us? Was it Lillian? No.
Yeah. Lainey started with an L.
Yep. Yeah. So, so she introduced us and I told her after our talk, hey, what a great conversation. So they're all excited. They love introducing because they're in Ukraine. And so she's part of the U.S. team. And it's neat because they'll reach out and say, hey, we have a potential person here who is in love. And I think your energy and your excitement is what won them over. You know, because you looked at it from a perspective of, hey, look, I would love to get involved because now imagine having your own engineers on staff. You don't like something, you talk to them. And I'm not saying they'll do it for, you know, everyone here, but with us to hire the ones that were higher up there, we say to them, hey, we really like it. Could we do this? And they're like, well,
I will say your response to get a letter back the next day, your response, because I reach out to a lot of companies. First rate, I was very impressed and it gave me a lot of confidence. So yeah. I just want to tell people, try this program. And I'm going to be doing a YouTube video coming up. Maybe next week I'll do it and get it out here. And I'm there to help you. But really, I'm putting my backing behind this program because I just think it's going to be so great to help all of us out
and
there.
You know what's going to be really cool? I'd love to see. And actually, what we should do, once you start doing those, let us know. If you want to run a contest, we'll do something for you. From the education part, we'll do something for you to where you and I will talk about it. Maybe they can win maybe an Amazon gift card or something. But what would be really cool is that the real estate photographers show their images, show their worst image and then their best image. You know, say this was, I thought was a throwaway shot. There was no way I was ever going to use it. Boom, look what I was able to do to save it.
Yeah, in the webinar last week, you see I go from zero to hero in 1 minute, literally. I do my straight out of camera twilight shots are nothing. You know, you're not looking at anything special. Little bit of presets here and there, a little bit of special sauce, and a sky replacement, and you're done. So anyway.
But isn't it funny, the old days, people would say the difference between a phenomenal photographer and a good photographer is the phenomenal photographer never shows you all their images. They only show you their best. And that's why you think they're phenomenal. Years ago, 1999, is where I met Scott Kelby. And I'll never forget, I sent him a photo I did of a lifeguard stand in Miami Beach. Kelby writes back, Vanelli, you turned into a great photographer. Hey, wait, here's the original image. He writes back, Vanelli, congratulations. You turned into a phenomenal Photoshop user because the photography stunk. It was absolutely horrible. But because of Photoshop, I had to repair it. So here what's neat is we're using Luminar not to repair, but just to enhance it to make it even better.
Well said. So again, as we run low on time here, I just want to remind everyone, Shooting Spaces 10 will get you $10 off the full purchase. And, you know, as you said, Vanelli, there's a free trial. So there's really no reason not to try it. You have nothing to lose at this point. If you don't like it, you don't like it. So, you know, I urge everyone to go out and download the trial at least. And then if you're happy with it, go ahead and use that code and purchase it. So,
and I know some people are not going to be happy with it. I can tell you right now, but give it a chance. And if you're like me, you're just going to go, this has filled my void that I've had for the last 4 years. So,
well, thank you guys. Thanks for showing so much love for the program. It makes my job as an educator so much easier. You know, because again, you've asked the right questions to where there was problems, we're trying to find the solutions to them, and then it's incredible. Or like you just said, you learned a different workflow now on doing the masking inside the tool. Mm-hmm. So thank you guys.
Thank you, and hopefully I will see you again at Photo Plus next year.
Got it.
Okay. Cool. So Rich, this is our second to last episode before we take a little spring break. So it was an exciting episode. Next week's episode is also incredible. Looking forward to our guests. We'll keep it quiet, but it's going to be a fun one. So,
and I want to just tell everybody out there, we're in the midst of the COVID-19 situation. We're all hurting out there. We're going to get through it, but we're hoping that these podcasts will help you to get through your day. And I know that a lot of you now aren't driving as much, so I hope you're still listening to our podcast, or now you can watch it on our channels. But please, if you're not doing so, please subscribe to shootingspacespodcast.com. Check out the shootingspaces.net, which is our website with our blog, with all of our webinars and things like that. We've got some great stuff coming up. We're going to be off for a few weeks, but we're really, really going to going to hit some stuff next year, or not next year, but when we get back. And I just want to thank you so much, Vanelli, for coming. And Brian, I will talk with you later, but we're going to do some fun things in the interim.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it.
Okay.
All right, Rich.
Finish
it off.
Yeah, and all of you out there, be safe and be socially conscious. So when you shoot spaces, I want 6 feet between you and the subject. So go out and shoot 6-foot spaces.
iGUIDE looked at the market and realized there was no one offering laser accurate measurements for property listings at an affordable price. The iGUIDE IMS 5 camera was the answer. iGUIDE makes it easy for real estate photographers to quickly capture laser-accurate room measurements and square footage calculations, immersive 3D tours, detailed floor plans, and offer complete listing solution to their real estate agents and brokers. Visit GoiGUIDE.com and enter promo code SSWINTER2020 in the reference number section to get your first 3 standard iGUIDEs free when you purchase the iGUIDE IMS-5 camera system.
This has been Shooting Spaces. For more episodes, visit ShootingSpacesPodcast.com and visit our education site at ShootingSpaces.net.